Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting some much-needed relief could be coming to wildfire-weary residents in New Mexico. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
Cooler weather and a chance of rain from a tropical wave in the Gulf could bring some relief to firefighters battling a pair of wildfires in southern New Mexico, which were 0% contained as of Wednesday. More than 1,400 structures have been damaged or destroyed in the mountain village of Ruidoso. Officials say that if the rain misses the fires, downward winds could cause problems for firefighters on the ground, and rain could also lead to dangerous flash flooding in newly burned areas in the region. Nationwide, wildfires have scorched more than 3,200 square miles this year, a figure higher than the 10-year averages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
That rain is from Tropical Storm Alberto churning in the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the Gulf Coast. Greg Bisso, the mayor of Surfside Beach, Texas, says there's already significant flooding in the streets of his town.
We're a barrier island. The Gulf on one side, we got the intercoastal and the bay on the other side, and we're just a slither of land in between it. And like I said, on the west end of the island, it's almost completely underwater, and the east end is getting that way also now.
Louisiana's become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry on Wednesday signed the bill mandating the displays. The GOP-drafted legislation requires a poster of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents question the law's constitutionality. The American Civil Liberties Union promised a lawsuit challenging the law's constitutionality. This is SRN News. Jack Phillips is back in court.
The Colorado cake baker is now being sued by a man who is living as a woman who is trying to force Phillips to make a cake celebrating his transgenderism. Phillips, a Christian, says he can't do it, and now the Colorado Supreme Court must decide if he's in violation of anti-discrimination law. Phillips already won a U.S. Supreme Court victory over a homosexual who wanted a gay cake, but his enemies keep suing him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-life group in South Dakota filed a lawsuit to block an abortion member from the November ballot. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans of Health for failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulator's residency, and the petitioners didn't always provide a required circulator handout. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball is paying tribute to the Negro Leagues and the late Willie Mays with a game at Birmingham, Alabama's Rickwood Field. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Rickwood Field is a time capsule of opportunity and oppression. It has been a site for social gatherings like women's suffrage rallies and other political events, and host to the best baseball talents of the 20th century. And on Thursday, we'll host a game between the Cardinals and Giants. Gerald Watkins, the chair of Friends of Rickwood Field, contacted Major League Baseball about playing a game there.
Willie Mays, among others, was standing in the outfield dreaming about being in the big leagues.
Sports historian Rob Ruck says for black people, Rickwood Field and the Negro Leagues were an introduction to black athletic talent. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.